Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, we are, I'm cheating. So we were just to be, welcome, just to be honest, we opened up a discussion about Yom Kippur and the Musafim and how it blends with the Avoda, if you recall last week. And then I realized Shavuos is coming now in 9 days, and that happens to be one of the Shalosh Regalim, when we're so close to the mitzvahs of the Shalosh Regalim. I thought we would jump right into that, and we'll leave Yom Kippur for later. Mitzvashem, I'm going to say Yom Kippur is the one Yom Tov where it's built in the concept you don't leave it for later. And I shouldn't say that. Yom Kippur is, you know, the Rambam passes the halacha that you're supposed to do redo Yom Kippur Shema Yochanek. So I shouldn't say we'll leave it for later. We won't do Yom Kippur right now because we're going to do something else that's the Shaita. Okay, so I can't say we'll leave it for later. Okay, so before we go through the mitzvahs and the problems and the issues and the Rambam is really, really interesting this time. Let's go through the Pesukim. So we have the Pesukim Chumash, because we have to see some things. And also, what I want to do is actually, I have something which I think is going to help us with the Rambam, but it's nice on its own, and it's also emes. I have a riot of emes. It's not just my idea, but I want to show you something. But the first, let's just go through the Pesukim and see what's there. Okay, so I have them all listed here. First one, first of all, let's take a guess. Where is the first pasuk about Shalosh Regalim and Chumash? This time.
Like at collective, or like the first time I met Pesach?
First time I met in Shalosh Regalim. It's in Mishpatim. Yeah. And interestingly enough, I'm not familiar with other Rishonim like this, but the Bar Ilan CD breaks, when you look up the pasuk in Mishpatim, they have Parshas Mishpatim and they have In Kesef Talza as another parsha. It's funny. It's at the end of Mishpatim. Anyway, so Mishpatim should be Chaf Gimel. Yeah, amazing where it comes in. Yom Zion. Yeah. Okay. You see that there? Yeah. So we had right. We read it on the Chokmah, right? What did you say?
We don't read it on any of the other holidays.
Right. It's
like,
Okay, so this is, just because it's hard to jump into a paragraph without doing the beginning, let's just go. So the beginning is Lasaka Mishpat of Yoncha Berivo, right? Okay, it's chapter 23, pasuk 6. Mizvah Sheker Tirchak, when the Kibbutz Tzadikas, So the word here for these festivals is not Moadim. The word here for the festivals is not Ta'anim. The word is Regalim, which has some connotations of legs. The Targum for Regalim is Zimnin. So he holds Regalim means times, and we have another pasuk in Chumash where Regalim clearly means times, and that would be when the donkey says, you hit me these Shalosh Regalim, and there it means three times. Of course, Chazal can't let that go, and they see all kinds of things having to do with Shalosh Regalim there too, but that's another story. Okay. Shalosh Regalim Tachalik Vashana, Es Chaga Matzos Tishmar, okay. Shivah Simen Tachal Matzos, Kasher Tzivu Zicha, Lir Malei Chadosh Aviv, Ki Vayar Tzosim Mitzrayim, Ki Vayar Ruhu Panagra Kam. Don't see my face empty-handed. Okay, so whatever that means, it means that you can't come with nothing. What you come with, I don't know, but you come with nothing. You can't come with nothing. Seems to be a lot. V'chag HaKotzir B'Kerem HaSech HaShif Yisrael HaSodeh, and that's So that was number one. Number two is the Chag HaKatzir, the harvest festival, the first fruits of your actions, of your doing, which you sow in the field. The Chag HaAsif, and the festival of gathering, the Tzeis HaShanah, and the years going out, when you're gathering up everything. Okay. Shalosh Pa'amim HaShanah, Yira'ah Kol Zuchrucha, Et Pnei HaAdon, Sik Hashem. Three times a year, shall all your males, Yira'ah Kol Zuchrucha, it's hard to translate this, it's not Yira'u Kol Zuchrucha, right? All your malehood, it's almost like a singular noun. Yira'ah Kol Zuchrucha. Really, it should be Yira'u Kol Zuchrucha. All of your males should appear, right? But a plural noun, a plural verb. But it's Yira'ah. Is that, what does it mean?
That's
a
plural or a
singular? What?
Zuchar
Shalcha? Rashi says Hazharim Shabach.
It's
plural. It's plural. However, I'm wondering if Rashi is trying to tell us exactly this, that it's a noun called all your malehood. All your male people. So it's a singular entity. I'm wondering if that's what Rashi means. What is Rashi helping us with here? Kol Zuchrucha HaZucharim Shabbach. Meaning, I guess he means, Rashi's explaining the possessive. What do you mean Zuchrucha? What do you mean? Every male. So what do you mean Kol Zuchrucha? So I think Rashi's explaining HaZucharim Shabbach. And that's what it means, yours. Then what does the Sitzit Chachamim say here? Ches, online. Shemachasim, what? Is that what it is? I got the wrong one. I have my glasses. Zuchrucha uber shuruk kamo zuchrucha bekamatz. Aha, zuchrucha with the u as opposed to zuchrucha. V'amar shakach shabach v'tzavamar haninsayim beinechem. I don't know what he's talking about here. I'm missing his point. But anyway, Shalosh Menajirah called Zuchrucha as they should appear El Pnei to the face of Adon, the Master Hashem. That's an amazing pasuk, Adon Hashem. Because that word, God is rarely referred to as Adon. Right? We're going to see a little bit. Avraham Avinu is the one who introduces him that way. Losis Bach. So that's the first to move out the Shalosh Regalim. Now let's move on. The next mention of that is going to be in Kisisa. Yes.
You ever add it doesn't all mean they should be seen?
It does mean they should be seen.
Right. Not that they're going to see, but that's...
It's a reflexive verb. They should make themselves be seen. I think it's what it is. The question is... Maybe that's what Rashi means, you know what? If you want to fulfill this pasuk, how do you do it? I'm Jewish, and I believe that the God gave me the Torah, and he's talking to me, right? Which is a very Jewish attitude, okay? So I want to do what God says. So if I want to fulfill this pasuk, what can I do? Show up myself, because I'm a male? Not empty-handed. But how do I do Yerod Kol Zuchrucha? What am I supposed to do? Lasso every other male in the Jewish people? So maybe it means, I'm getting ahead of myself, could it possibly mean that whatever malehood you have control over, you're supposed to bring, and that maybe would mean that you're supposed to bring your male children, and that maybe would mean that the Torah considers that it's part of the Torah mitzvah, and that would explain the Rambam as opposed to almost all the other Rishonim who say, I'm getting ahead of myself, who say that bringing Tanim is a mitzvah of chinuch, and it's a din d'rabbanan, as the Gemara debates in Chagiga. The Rambam doesn't pass in that way. Rambam passes the derisa, you're supposed to bring your children, and maybe this is what he said, and where he gets it from. The idea that the Torah says you should bring all your men, so to speak, all the Chayim Shabbat, as Rashi says, whatever amongst you. I don't know. Well, okay, so that's one. Let's go to Kisisa. Again, I'm just trying to, when we go through these sukkim, to plow the ground for the discussion in the Rishonim, just trying to demonstrate how the issues are really in, are brought up really just from trying to read the psukim. And you can't necessarily predict what's going to be said, but you can at least see that the Torah itself is already stirring up these issues, insinuating these things. Let's see, where would it be over here?
Right on the dollar.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. So here also, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but lots of dinim, and then all of a sudden, a pasuk yudches. Chapter 34, verse 18. Chag hamatzos tishmar. Keep chag hamatzos. Shirasim yitzach hamatzos asher tzivzich lomad chareshavim. Ki lechad hashavim yitzach hamatzos. Then, kel patah racham li. Abachom mitzachad yitzachar patah shavar. So, by the way, there was a patah chamar that was just done in Baltimore last Sunday. And the people made a seuda for anybody who would come. Sit down and meal with China. Because of the rarity of the thing, so they had I think it was a tent, and they had China recover the mitzvah, and they did a whole thing, and they said that the reason that there's been no mitzvah Pesach Hamar performed is because, quote unquote, the dinim are too complicated. So this guy sat down with his rabbi, and he went through all the dinim of Pesach Hamar. And they then went, and they went to a farm, and they arranged, they had to buy the mother, obviously. They arranged for a mother to conceive, and then of course they had to hold their breath and hope that it was a male. And they had to, of course, certify that the mother had never had issue before. Then they had to arrange for taking care of the mother because they're not equipped to really take care of an animal. And the whole thing is amazing. It just happened last Sunday, and they had, I don't know how many, but I heard hundreds of people. And they had a thing and a bracha and everything. Yeah, it's a bracha. Anyway, the lessons, we're going through the psukim of all the shows we've done. We covered the psukim in Mishpatim, in Balkare, so you don't need to do this. And then now we're going through Kisisa. Well, we raised just one issue called the Churcha. We're just trying to plow the ground of the issues of shows we've done. We're skipping a couple of misses to get to Shavuos and to the Jewish-related stuff. And we're going to go back to Yom Kippur, which we were in the middle of last week. We'll do that, Mir Tashem, at another time. Anyway, so in Kisisa, Lamedal, Pasuk, here we are in the middle. Over here we're now at Safala. Sheishas, Rim, Tavod, Rim, Shvit, Dishpoz, Tach, Arish, Rekh, Shvit, Dishpoz, Rekh, Shabbos. Then, the second, Noe, the Chag, Shavuot, Tach, 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 the festival of the week shall you make the first fruits of the harvest of the wheat, the Chag, Harasif, and also the harvest festival, Kufas HaShanah, which it probably means the end of the year, or the going out of the year. Yitagim has the Nifka, the Shaka, which is the going out of the year. Shalosh Pamim HaShanah, 3 times a year. So first of all, if the Torah would tell you keep Pesach, keep Shavuos, keep Sukkot, so then, and that's all the Torah ever did, every time it mentioned the Yom Tovim, so then you would predict and expect that everything relating to these Yom Tovim would be separate mitzvahs, one for Pesach, one for Shavuos, one for Sukkot. But when you start seeing that the Torah tells you the Yom Tovim separately, and then the Torah says, Shalosh Pamim Meshanah, it brings them all like a Seish of Echlalos, I'm making up that term really, a Seish of Echlalos, it makes a general affirmation about all the Yom Tovim you are seeing, so then you start saying to yourself, oh, so maybe some of these mitzvahs or practices that the Torah is telling me to observe regarding these Yom Tovim are one mitzvah applying to all three Yom Tovim. But in terms of counting the mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. Maybe. Shalosh Pamim HaShanah. 3 times a year, Yei Ra'ah Kol Zechurcha. Shall all your males, before he said like Zechurcha and Zechurcha is the same thing, as Zechurcha, I think it's really all your malehood. All your masculinity, all your men, but not men in plural. Yeh-ra-eh, again, it's a singular verb, reflexive verb. Yeh-ra-eh, all your zechurcha shall be seen. Yeah, right. What does Rashi say here? Rashi says that here?
No,
You're right, then, because Rashi, of course, says that. Chesed Malwiris, is there Rashi here too? Mm-hmm. What does he say? He says it here too? It is very weird for him to repeat. And is that exactly...
previous
time. He doesn't say the word kol the first time, does he?
No.
It's amazing because the Dibra Matzah is kol zuchurcha, not zuchurcha. Kol zuchurcha. Kol has the chen shavach. Why doesn't he just go on the word zuchurcha? Why doesn't he just say hazucharim and then kol would mean that? Very interesting. Rashi always chooses the Dibra Matzah carefully. Anyway, of course, it is a hyphenated word, kol zuchurcha. I don't know. Okay. Kol zuchurcha, I don't know what hyphen is, by the way, in the Torah. I don't know if there is such a thing in the Torah as a hyphenated word. I don't know. Yerwak calls the fair. There's no truck on call. So anyway, again, Yerwak calls the fair. Kneha Adon Hashem Elokei. So now all of a sudden, God has been expanded to Elokei Yisrael, right? Before it's just Hashem. Now it's Elokei Yisrael. It's fascinating. It might have to do with what went on in the Egel Azaz. Who knows? But the main thing here is that the Torah says, again, there's a mitzvah of Yerwak for all. And again, here the Torah uses the word Adon. Not Yerwak Kneha Hashem Elokei Yisrael, but Adon. Okay, now look at this. Listen to the next pasuk. Ki arish goyimi panecha. When, or for, right, for I will disinherit goyim from before you. V'herchazius v'lecha, I widen your borders. V'lo yachmar ish atzecha. No man will cover your land by Allah, v'chalei ra'os v'chalei v'lekecha, when you go up to be seen to the face of Hashem, shalosh panim shana. Right? This is really very interesting. I think I saw it here on the corner. Let's see where it is. Yeah, it's got to be here because the passage doesn't appear before. Let me cheat a little bit for the interest of time. There's already one third of the way through our time. So, what's the Hemshech of Sukkim here? Maybe we'll explain it. What's the Hemshech of Sukkim? You should go up three times, for I will widen your boundaries, nobody will want your land.
Well, no, there might be a hot minute. If all the Jews can leave their land and go to one place, it's not defendable.
Right. So, like, it's insane. Moshe, this is unworkable. All the men are going to go up to Yerushalayim and leave the women and children, which they're not, by the way, because they're going up to some Kazyantu. It's another story. But you're gonna leave. This is not workable, right? So the Yachman is just right. So there, huh?
You're
never wanting to be a miracle, which, by the way, is one of the nisim of the Yisrael of Israel. Is that that could happen? Hundreds of years of everybody going up to Yerushalayim, and we're surrounded by people who don't always get along with us, and there's no record that when Sukkot came along in the year 17 of the reign of so and so, they all invaded, right, from the north while they were going down south. It's amazing. Anyway, it's not like they had, radar on the border. All right, they did. They had the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I think it's Tzfonos over here. Ah, very good. Okay. Tzfonos says over here, as Pnei Ha'adon, they should see the face of the Master Hamasader in Yonecha, the Dvarim Hativim, who arranges all your matters in natural things, Ke'inyan, as it says in Bereshis, by Yosef, that he made him Adon. So he's saying the word Adon always means the one who, right, very good, the manager, right. And then he says, Elokei Yisrael, Tzfonos says, Misadir Yoni Yisrael, Binyanim HaRuchniyim, HaShalom HaLav HaNetzavah. So there's Adon, the manager of nature, and Elokei Yisrael is the Ruchniyistika manager. Shalom Ye'osu Zulasei, Zinidolim HaNikram Elokim. Okay. So,
Which is
different than Adon.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Even though we call it Adon.
The point of bringing the puzzle, Adon clearly does mean
Adon. Yeah.
I wonder why God thinks that he thinks that Jesus is going to use that.
I think he's prepared. I think he's saying that since it's such a rare usage, how many times do you find the word Aleph Dalet Nun? And the whole the only other time you find it is by the Malachim. Yeah, that's what he's saying over here, right? That's where he's referring to Yosef, Adon Chavetza. And then you have in Mishpatim, Adon Hashem, and then over here, Adon Hashem. And then, I think it's by the Malachim, by Avraham Avinu, when he refers to them as Adonai.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, so I think his thesis is, whatever it means, it's going to mean it all over, and if the Torah uses it, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu over here, it's got to mean, you know, the similar kind of a relationship or awareness of Hashem that way. So the point though I want to make here is, and again I'm doing this without, not shooting in the black, but I'm giving you this before we get to any of the, not the problems, but the issues raised by the Rambam. The word Adnos is used here specifically because this is all about arranging. This is Aliyah L'Regel is all about recognizing the mastery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is, the Torah by telling you that no one's going to want your land, which I will have disinherited the Goyim from it and given it to you. This is like shades of the Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, right? Which is the Amar of Yitzchak. The Torah should have started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts in Bereishis because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I created it, I gave it to the Goyim, I took it away from them. You're not seized. The whole thing. What's the whole point? The whole point is that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would live in my land at my will, at my beck and call. So the point is that when the Torah now turns Sholosh Regalim into an awareness that I'm going to disinherit Goyim and no one's going to want your land while you go up, now when you're going up, you're actually living a real life of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon, as the master who organizes and arranges things, right? The guy, the one who's totally in charge. So I'm just saying that this kind of explains why the word Adon is used in Sholosh Regalim. Because the Sholosh Regalim is about going up. It's not only about being in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, it's also about leaving your house. It's about the act of leaving also, perhaps. I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility.
So there's a big case of the level of Amunah
right.
as a factor.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Maybe there would have been a good time to
use
that.
I'm
saying there's a couple times when we sort of rely on him.
Well, it's more than just the moon that Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of things. It's literally, it's about the displacement of peoples, which is the total mastery of who owns it. Right? It's more than just security or faith that someone will take care. That's what he's saying. Ki achir eskevulcha, and arish gan yipanecha, l'yachmod. It's about peoples. You need the land and getting land. That's what I'm saying. It's a specific issue. And I think that that's where Adnos comes in. There's a Gemara I want to show you, which I think relates very much to this. Nobody called us some Adon until Avraham Avinu, and that's specifically in the context of a pasuk in which Avraham Avinu says, how do I know that my children are going to get this land? Right? That's what it says there. So it's about this inheritance thing. All right, let's go on to an MR.
It goes very much with the idea of the Kaddish Baruch Hu is more interactive, or like more with
Very good. All right. Well, what else? What are we next supposed to have here? So Gimel Lamed Tet. Okay. Why do they do that? What do they mean with that? That's not right. Is there in Amor a reference to Sholosh Regalim?
I think
what? That's another Sholosh Regalim. That's only about Sukkos. I'm looking for Sholosh Regalim. Is there one? Oh, let's see. Interesting. Yeah, there's nothing. It's interesting. There's nothing about going up. Right. There's nothing about going there. Sholosh Regalim. It just, it's the, but that includes more than Shalosh Regalim, right? There's nothing that groups Dafka, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's weird. That's where I thought it. Okay. Alright, then, it should be in Bamidbar. Better be there. I don't have faith in my own chicken anymore. Where would it be in Bamidbar? Okay. And you know, in the past good day they have. It is Pinchas. Okay. It better be there. No. All I have, okay. Got it. Now I know what I was looking for. Chagig, I was looking for sticking the chag in it. That's right. So in Vayikra Chav Gimel Lamed Tes is Taka, that's the Chemes Vasar Tachogu as Chag Hashem Shabbat Yomim. So that's Chagiga. That word, I don't think, did it appear earlier by the Pesach? I don't think so. No. Okay. So Tachogu as Chag, and then here in Bamidbar also in Yud Beis. It says from the Shulchan Aruch, "L'chag l'Hashem, chag l'Hashem shavas yamim." Okay, I'm just showing the word chag because that's one of the mitzvahs. The question is, what is chagiga? Okay, that's all. The question is, what is chagiga? Okay, all right. That's those are psukim. Oh yeah, and there's dvarim. Wait a minute, there's dvarim. We have in dvarim parshas re'e. At least, I think there's one more. Okay, the very end of A, after it goes through a different way of presenting the young and cousin than before, but they seem familiar, they certainly aren't shocking, it's just different. It says at the very end of Parshas A, Shalosh Pa'amim Hashanah Yera'a Kol Zuchurcha. Please, Rashi, don't tell me you're going to explain it again. It doesn't, okay. Espanay Hashem Elokecha. Here all of a sudden he's not the Adon. And here it says Chag by each one of the Yom Tovim, by the way. I don't think it says Chag before by each one of them. Okay. Okay. And then, V'lo Yira'a Sinei Hashem Lekam. And Hashem's face should not be seen empty-handed. Ish Kamat Nasi Adon. Each person according to his ability. And his level of what gifts he's been given to the Kasher. In other words, if you're very rich, you're going to bring a lot more karbanos than if you're not rich. Okay. The Rashi says, Mishiyesh la'och manhade, then a chasim meruvim yavi olos merulos, a shlemim meruvim. Right. Okay. Okay. I think, I don't think there's anything else in Devarim. Let's just think for a minute. I give her A, Ms. Shoftim. Is it in Shoftim? Only on the place would be in Shoftim. Okay. I don't think so. No, okay. Shoftim, she said to me, no, it's not. It's over for sure, it's not. Somebody else. No, this is it. Okay, that's it. That's right. Those are the tickets. All right, now let's go. I think we'll go through the Rambam in Nimbez, Megimel, and Nimbalad, which are on the sheets, if you have a sheet. Here's one. That's the other side, yeah, okay. And if you have a safe around this, just, you can use the actual text. Okay. Okay. Mid-days. Okay. So just so we get the context, the four Nimbez was Min Aleph was the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, which is a fascinating issue in and of itself because you have to establish the Shmini Atzeres as a separate Yom Tov to make the Musaf a special mitzvah, because the other 7 days of Sukkot the Musaf is not a separate mitzvah. So maybe Shmini Atzeres is just another one of the Musafim of Sukkot, right? So the Rambam has to go through the fine, but I'm just saying it's interesting that that's a separate mitzvah. This is after he's gone through Sukkot and Yom Kippur. Okay, fine. So here we are now, on Nimbez, he's finished all the Musafim, and now he's going into other Karbanos of Yom Kippur. HaMitzvah on Nimbez. He, Shetivanu lalos larega lamikta shalosh pa'amim lashana. Period. So the mitzvah is that Hashem said to go up laregel lamikdash shalosh pa'amim lashana. Okay, so is there anything in this phrase that says anything about sacrifices? No. And that's not a problem because we said it has to be a sacrifice. This is a mitzvah. But the Rambam says shetivanu lalos laregel lamikdash shalosh pa'amim lashana. Okay. The who, and this is going to be who Amar Yitzala. Shalosh regalim tachal d'liv hashana. There's the word chagiga. You shall celebrate chog. You shall have a chog for me three times to be regalim, and that is this. That's the source of the mitzvah, right? The source of the mitzvah that I'm telling you now is that you should go up l'regalim mitzvah from hashana. Okay. But kvar yispar v'kasuv, and it's already explained in the pasuk. Shezos hachagiga who sheyala b'karban yakivayu. That this celebration is that you should. This language is hard to translate. And what do you have? What do you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's one text. There's another text that says Hushiyala Bakarba. Carbon Yakuba, yeah. I think it means that he should go up with a carbon that he's going to be
marking.
The carbon Yakuba, with a carbon that he's been marking, that's the best thing.
Whoever goes up to the carbon should be marking it?
No, he's saying, Shazot HaChagiga, who, that this Chagiga that the Torah is talking about is defined as Shayala B'Carbon Yakuba, and he should go up with a carbon that he's going to be marking.
Okay.
I think that's how what he means. It's just a weird structure. There's another text that I saw, which is Shiyala B'Karban, or Shiyala Karban, something like that, with not Karban Yakubayu, not those two words.
Or Shiyala B'Karban, meaning you go after your Shalim B'Karban.
Yes, right. Let me just see if he has on this little here.
Yakubayu? No, that.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that. Yeah. Now, if you go on the sheet, Oh, then anyone who goes over the carbon, that's interesting. Oh, Michigan, that's another text.
That's
another
text.
Which is interesting. Okay.
I can only word out the Chagiga from Merikam.
That would be the Olas Re'ia.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the Olas Re'ia. That's going to come. Yeah, okay. So now, let's just go on a little bit here, or just to help put us at ease in terms of, not at ease, but to help us give us some context. I brought the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Peches, which is this mitzvah, the Chinuch version of this mitzvah, on the other side of the sheet. So there, the way he defines it is, and we know that the Chinuch tries to, thinks he's going in the way of the Rambam, which means that if he made a diyuk in the Rambam a certain way, then sometimes it sounds different, but that's where he thinks of the Rambam, and we're free to disagree if we want, but we have to have a lot of humility. But the Chinuch says, L'chog b'regalim, right? To celebrate the regalim, the who, shenitzavinu la'alos l'regalim mekdash l'osh parma v'shana. You're supposed to go up. And by the way, when are you going to perform this mitzvah? V'hein samach l'pesach v'shuas v'sukkos. You're going to go up beforehand. K'day shenach l'shem, so that we will celebrate there. Means, I want you to be there to celebrate, and you got to go up beforehand so that you're in position to celebrate. Shenemar, the concept of Chagiga, Shanala Sham Bakarban Vinakrivehu Shlamin Lakavar Hachag. That we should go up there with a carbon and be marked as Shlamim in honor of the festival. So that's not the definition of the mitzvah, but it's the Inyan HaChagiga.
Part of the Chagiga.
Yeah. So you're supposed to go, the going up is the mitzvah, but when you're going to be there, the Chagiga celebration that you're going to have is going to be the carbon. And it's going to be a shlamim. By the way, this is not the shalme. This is not the shalme simcha. This is not the that's going to come up in the Dalit. This is the shalme chagiga.
Isn't mentioned
at
the end of Sundas?
Huh?
Isn't mentioned at the end of the
Kessler? He will. Let's get to it. Again, I just want to point out that here we have the chinuch kind of mirroring the Rambam in defining the mitzvah as going up, but also. Christ Bayer, Shayala, Bekarban Yafiveyu, right? So there's this Indian of doing the carbon. By the way, if a person does the carbon shlamin before the Yom Tov, and then eats it on Yom Tov, has he fulfilled his mitzvah? Right? Is there a mitzvah of being makir of the Shami Chagiga Dafka on, right? Or is it just eating it? Could he be makir of it Erev? And eat it on. So we'll see soon. I think we'll see soon. Anyway, let's go. So the point here is the Rambam has some weird hagdara of going up so that you can celebrate, and then there's this union of the karban as the form of the chagiga itself. The kfar nichbo hatzivui hazeh pa'amim or pa'amayim. So the reason that I say it that way is because in another girsa he says kama pa'amim. But here we have this nichpa, we really mean double. So this mitzvah is doubled, meaning it comes a couple of times. We saw it in Mishpatim and Kisisa. The Lashon Sifri, Shalosh mitzvahs Nagas Baraga, Ve'elohein. There are three mitzvahs practiced on a Yom Tov. Here are them. Chagiga, that's the one I just said. Re'iya, he's going to say. And Simcha, he's going to say. The Chayim. No, the simcha is eating a different shlamim. It's eating other kavan, another kavan besides the shalme chagiga. He'll say, "V'chein gav kain amru v'gemara chagiga shalosh mitzvos v'tav yisrael b'regel chagiga re'iyah v'simcha." Okay, so he's just showing that there's three dimensions of mitzvah, three different aspects of mitzvah on regel. Chagiga zo inyan shi'yakiv kavan shlamim. This chagiga that I just told you about. That is that you're going to be makir v'shlamim. The ain't a national chayavos though. Women are not obligated. Christ, because it says Yivak calls a churcha. So let's go. I'm wrong. I guess so. That's a little common. Christ, far mishpatim is chagiga. Okay, that's one mitzvah. Chagiga, which is going to be ultimately shlamim, but it's they're going up. Okay, which is interesting because we have other mitzvahs to do, those other two that he mentioned in the set, and there is not going to be a going up part. It's just going to be the karban. So what makes the Rambam say the going up is the almost the definition of the action of the mitzvah, who should be sitting in la los laregel, and he doesn't say that in Nun Gimel. Let's look at Nun Gimel. He should see one of the heroes that are going. The mitzvah is to be seen. Show up. He quotes from the second pasuk in Kisisa, interestingly, not from the first one in Mishpatim, and I don't know why he would skip the first one to go to the second one, and I assume he finds a Gemara that does that, and I don't know why. The Shiyala Adam Lamikdash in Kol Ben Zech Zachar Shiyala. Listen to this. Inyan Mitzvazu. It's different than the actual first sentence which defines the behavior. The behavior is his command, we're commanded Lahira Osta Irigalan, to show up, to be seen. The Indian mitzvazu, I guess it means the fulfillment or the way to do this, I don't know. Just like before he said the Indian mitzvazu, right? Before he also says, I'm sorry, that was the chinuch. Yeah. Chagiga zu inyana, right, very good. Use the word inyan there. Chagiga zu inyana shiyakir kavan shlamim. So inyan is almost like the fulfillment of it, but not the action of it. I don't know. The inyan mitzvazu shiyala ha'adam amikdash and kol ben zachar shiyihi yalov. That a person should go up, a man should go up to the mikdash and kol ben zachar shiyizachar, and with every male that he has, shiyuchal alechas barago, who can walk. Right, and the Rambam is saying that this is the Torah fulfillment of the mitzvah, which I pointed out is a very surprising shitah because most poskim hold that bringing the children is a mitzvah chinuch midrabbanan. He holds that this is part of the fulfillment of your mitzvah to show up. I'm delicately suggesting because I'm not a bucky in the Sefer Segiga, and if you're not, you better be very humble. But I'm delicately suggesting that the pasuk says, you think coming late is okay because you brought me that? Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Okay, good, good. So maybe that's why you're late. Anyway, so I'm suggesting delicately that since the pasuk says Yirah Kol Zechurcha, so the Rambam hears in the pasuk that you have to make your males show up. So therefore the males you have control over, you have to bring. Right? And why would it be that they can walk with their feet? If you hold that it's a didrabbanan, that makes more sense why we say walk with your feet, because those are old enough to be mechinach. But here, if it's not a din mechinach, it's a din in the fulfillment of a mitzvah of re'iyah, so why with the feet? So it might be because those are the ones that you're responsible for, huh? Anyway, I don't know exactly. Okay. The Yaakov Karban Ola Ba'alosa. And he's supposed to be Mark of a Karban Ola Ba'alosa. But Karban Ola Zeh, so Yaakov Aliyosa, Hu Hanikra Ola Zeh. This Karban that you're going to bring when you go up is what's called Ola Zeh. So let's ask ourselves, is the Rambam telling us here that there's a mitzvah Lalos the Regalim? See, before he says Lalos the Regal Mikdash, right? There's a mitzvah to go up for the regal to the mikdash. Here he says, since you better let Hebra Osker govern. He doesn't use the word la'alai. Even though in a minute he says, Shiyala Adam la mikdash and called Benechash Zachar Shiyala Shiyala la Riagla the Yaakov Kavan Ola. So I think the emphasis is the Yaakov Kavan Ola. I think when he gets up there, he's supposed to mark up this Ola, which is what we're calling the Ola's Re'iyah. But I don't think the Rambam is really emphasizing the act of going up. It's showing up. And evidently, to the Rambam, the showing
in the
up, right, huh?
In the
mikdash,
supposed to stay on your side.
Right. Showing up where you're supposed to show up. What?
I'm going up in the mikdash. It's about
Lala. Right. And this is not going up. What I'm saying is, evidently, when it comes to, even though the chagiga also is supposed to be rock of the karma, right? But that's not the definition of the thing. The definition of the thing is to get there, go there, lahalos. Over here, the mitzvah is to show up, right? But it's not about the aliyah l'regel, the mikdash. He doesn't even mention the mikdash, right? Leheira'ot. Not leheira'ot, but mikdash for regalim. It's not even about a destination. It's about... So why wouldn't you say before? It's Yivanu la'alas l'regel, period. Before.
It's a separate mitzvah.
No, but I'm just saying is, it's a separate mitzvah. You see that there's a different getter to this mitzvah than that. Because one could have said that there's a mitzvah of chagiga, which is to go up and do shami chagiga. There's a mitzvah of re'iyah to go up and do olas re'iyah. There's a mitzvah of simcha, which is a mitzvah to go up and do shami simcha, right? Instead, the Rambam clearly tells us that the chagiga is getting up to the mikdash, right? While you're there, of course, you can do a karban. Then over here, it's showing, it's being seen, and the being seen is with a karban ola. But he doesn't even mention the mikdash, he doesn't mention getting there. It just is lahira. What? If this is implicit, the other one should be implicit. What?
Yeah.
And in the second one, he's not migrated as an act of going up to the mikdash. He's migrated as an act of being seen. And when you're being seen, you have to be seen with an ola.
Well, that's happened, no?
The chara.
You can't act. I mean, if it's happened, then you can't say that the going up is.
Very good. You got the right. Going up would be a hechsher mitzvah to fulfill the ability of being seen there. Right. You can't be seen unless you go up, but the Torah is not saying, I don't care what you do, if you want to jump in from Mars and come down, just show up. But in the noon days, you better go up to your life, right, to fulfill that.
You're going to have to end up going up to actually come to Torah, and not really, you're going to be more passive.
Right. Well, in the pasuk it's that way. The question is what the pasuk wants. The pasuk says, "Lo yera upanay yera kaz v'chol," which is passive, and shalosh manim tachogli v'shana, which is you shall celebrate. Which the Rambam turns into a. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not defining anything. I'm just pointing out that it's definitely a different hagdola from mem beis and mem gimel. All right. The Indian mitzvah is shalad on the mitzvah in kol b'nei v'vilim v'vilim. Okay. The kol. Okay, so good. So I just want to give you a feeling for something here. Remember, I don't know if you were here at the beginning when we developed this thing of the placement of the word Adon and its relationship to displacement of people and the historical giving and the trust that we have in whatever it is. So I'm just wondering. No. So there's another piece here. This is what I broke down in the Gemara over here. The Gemara, we're all familiar with this Gemara. First of all, the Gemara Mesach and Daf Ches, an amazing Gemara, which seems to know nobody argues with, and we'll talk about this. But on the other side, on the second side, the Gemara is talking about the usage of Sukkim by all this I should have brought you the whole thing. Just didn't seem as relevant to the discussion. But the Gemara says we need that. The Gemara is so much Shulchan Nitzayin and Nizokin. The whole idea that if you're that you don't get you're not vulnerable to Hezek when you're doing a mitzvah. So then the Gemara is talking about the why the Sukkim say what they say. We don't need a pasuk because you're protected anyway. The Gemara says that the pasuk is, I forgot what fragment of the pasuk it is, but Mishra Ravami, Dhamma Ravami called Adam Shiyesh Lakaika Ola Larego, Shayim Lakaika. If you own land, you go up Larego. If you don't own land, you don't go up Larego. Huh? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Good. So. Very good. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying that it's a weird thing. Why would Karka have anything to do with the Mishra Aliyah Larego? So I'm saying if we understood that the Adnus is the whole act, it's not just being in Yerushalayim, but the act of leaving your house and going up. So then it's an act of trusting the Kadosh Baruch Hu and giving you the land and so on and so forth. So then you have to have karka in order to leave it. You can't, if you don't have karka, you're not leaving anything. And then you're not kiyachev shemes kavucha. It's not negeya you. Your test, you're going up doesn't do anything. So I throw in this Gemara over here. This is the famous Gemara in Brachas. The Tosfos asked a question over there, the famous Tosfos. You see why it's the famous Tosfos, because it drives the Ramban crazy and other people. Tosfos asked, why does the Gemara bring a pasuk from Avraham Avinu, Vayomer Vamah Eda Ki Roshana? There's a pasuk earlier that Avraham Avinu refers to Hashem with that word. Yeah, you know what it is? I don't even know myself. Tosfos brings it down over there. But Avraham Avinu uses the word Adni earlier. Why does the Torah wait till? Why does the Gemara wait for this pasuk to show that Avraham Avinu called him Adam? So Tosfos says, you know what? This happened first. Tosfos says that this Ben Avisarim, which is when Avraham Avinu is asking this thing, happened earlier, and that has to do with the whole question of whether Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael twice, and Lech Lecha happened later, and the Bishon HaSana happened before Lech Lecha. There's a whole sheet that Avraham Avinu was 70 the first time he went, and then Bishon HaSana was, whatever it is, that's Tosfos. But you could say that the reason that the Gemara quotes that pasuk is because this is the first time that the Adnos is used in terms of inheriting Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Gemara goes to that pasuk, because that should be just like what we're saying over here in Kisisa and in Mishpatim, that the Adon is used because that's the whole concept of Aliyah Larego, is showing the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mastery over the inheritance of the land. So therefore that pasuk is much more appropriate, and that's why the Gemara would use it. So I'm just saying, so if all that is true, we get a little bit more of a flavor of why, of how it's consistent for the Rambam to say that the mitzvah of Chagiga is Aliyah itself, it's the act of going up, whereas the other mitzvahs are going to be not about going up as much as about some form of offering karbanos or being or whatever it is, but it's not about the leaving itself. I'm not saying it's forced, I'm not saying it's mukhrach, I'm just saying it's consistent.
That was the carbon ola, like that's like the ola, the carbon of self-sacrifice, where you don't get anything out of it.
Yeah.
One that
to the leaving of your land.
No, the one that refers to the leaving of your land is Chagiga. It doesn't work. But there's only one problem with what I'm saying. Stem is a problem. That I didn't create. But the problem is a little bit more, if I'm right, which is that the Rambam doesn't pass into the Gemara and Sefim, and the Achrenim all go crazy. Where is the Rambam seen not to pass in that if you don't have land, you don't do Chagiga? The Rambam doesn't pass in that. And if that's true, the Rambam may hold that that's just, he doesn't pass in that. He doesn't bring that din down. Even though there's no bar putin in the Gemara and Sefim, and all the Achrenim ask, what is going on with the Rambam? Why doesn't he pass in that? So they try to work out that since the Gemara and Chagiga talks about all kinds of term for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and there the Gemara doesn't mention this, so the Rambam held that it's a machlekes psachim and chagiga, and he goes with the Gemara and chagiga, even though there's no overt machlekes. But still, it's a hard thing to understand. You have a Gemara that says a straightforward halacha with no open machlekes. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out there as a little strain. It's almost a conceptual thing, not a halacha thing. All right, let's go on to Nun Dalid, just to get the third mitzvah out. Be happy. Where? So far, anywhere. As long as it's Yom Tov. Even on Mars. Even on the North Pole. This is the third mitzvah of the three mitzvahs that apply to the Yom Tov. And the first Inyan, again, the Rambam used the word Inyan, which means practice or fulfillment or, I don't know how to say it. The Inyan of Rishon, the highest or the first, which is insinuated in this commandment, is to be marked with the Shlomim, at least, Akopanim. The Elo HaShlomim, the Safim HaShlomim Chagiga, this Shlomim in this mitzvah is additional to the Shlomim that I mentioned in Chagiga and Nun Beis. The Hei Mikra Mitam HaShlomim Simcha. These are Shlomim Simcha, not Shlomim Chagiga. For this offering of shlamim, women also have to. Women have to do shami simcha. They don't have to do shami chagiga, he just said, but they have to do shami simcha. The kvarba kasev is zavachto shlamim v'achalto sham, is zavachto bnei shem alakecha. And we have this pasuk, yishashach shlamim, eat them there, and rejoice before Hashem. Kvar hispar mishpatei mitzvizu gangel chagiga, the kola of amrim zemechim chagecha, it also includes rejoice in all different ways. Right. The he simcha is based on shoeva. Interesting.
What's the
lebad? Yeah. No, the lebad and the that part. That part is only there. Because ain't simcha ela initial arose simcha because the simcha, that kind of akita and music is it's only simcha in the mikdash, outside the mikdash, it's not the simcha. The other stuff, I don't think he means levad on all that. He's simcha, that's right, but he's talking about akita and nigat. Zek kula nichnas, all of this goes under amra v'samach v'chagecha. U'mashi yishchai mehem yosu shtiyas ayayin levad. And the one that is most compelled by this is drinking. Because that's more specific, dedicated to simcha. The Russian Gemara Pesachim, Chayavan, Musameh, Fun of Ibn Eveso, Varegel, Bameh, how do we bring them joy? Musamcham Begay. Shamram, Tanya, of Yudav, and Jesay, Homer, Mizmaj, Bezim, Mizkayim, Ain, Simcha, El, Babasar. When is the Bezim Mikdash? Then it's only going to be through meat, because of Kabbalah, Shamar, Bezabach, the Shlom, and Bechat, the Sham, the Samachta. Now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash of Kabbanis, therefore we're not going to have a Shlomim, therefore the only sinful left is going to be wine. Shinemar v'yayin yisamach v'vav anash. Before Amr gamkein anashim k'vay lahem, anashim v'vay lahem, and the Gemara said that it's all relative to who you're talking about. Women like clothing, men like sports. Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaTorah, no, it's that the clothing part is not in Torah, the sports part, I was joking, but the clothing part is actually the Gemara. Says that you give them, begadim, whatever things that cause them to be happy. The Torah also, in its language, in its phrasing, wants it to include the weak, the poor, and the ger. I don't know what chalashim is. Where did he get chalashim from? I don't know. I didn't know that. I don't know where in the Torah it says chalashim. Is that a lady? Oh, is that what it is?
Romano, the...
I know that ani is an ani, and the yes and ani could be rich, but they're just saying it. Yeah. Okay. All right, so the point that I mean is here, the Rambam here, in the midst of Simcha, there's Simcha. The way I understand it is, there's Simcha in the Galim. You have to do that. And it's all relative to who you're dealing with. When is the Beis HaMikdash and Simcha El HaBasar? Why? Because when there is available to you an expression of Simcha through a carbon, and you don't do that, it's not Simcha. You can't have Simcha when you demote what's available. When is the Beis HaMikdash, the name Simcha El HaBasar? When there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to do Basar anymore, because then you're going to get heart disease. But Yayin does bring out, right? Yayin is a Simcha Dika thing. And therefore, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when there is a Beis HaMikdash, you'd be stupid to do Yayin. Because there's a Shlamim Simcha. There's a Shlamim. A Shlamim is the highest form of Simcha. So you don't go lower, but when there is no Shlamim Simcha, then you take an advice that brings out Simcha. Yayin is Salach HaVenash. That's how I understand this Rambam. So therefore, the Shlamim Simcha is because since you're supposed to do Simcha, and you can't do Simcha less than what's highest available, because then what you're saying is, I'll take it easy. You know, I'm not going to get carried away. Yeah, so I think that's the getter, why Hadarama understands why it's not like when there's no Kavanas, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's that when there are Kavanas, that's the way to do Simcha. When there are no Kavanas, then you still have to do Simcha with what's available. And the best available is wine. And then, of course, it has to be relative to each person. So that's another thing. Okay. But the point is that this is not about being in Yerushalayim. If you're going to do a Shabbat Simcha, you're going to have to be in Yerushalayim. Because you can't not. Because of the Simcha part of it. Not because of the Aliyah, the regular, getting there or showing up. Okay. So we have these three mitzvahs. One seems to somehow have an emphasis on Aliyah. One seems to have an emphasis on being there, even though he says Shigalu Hadar LaMikdash in Kol, but that's Inyan Mitzvah. That's not the actual act of the Mitzvah. Okay, well, we're running late. All right, so I just wanted to get these things straight, so we still have to develop a little bit more what the getter is of this Mitzvah of Aliyah. All right, we'll have to define it. We'll say, well, Mitzvah Shem, that'll be next week, Erev Shavuos, Erev Erev, it'll be Thursday night, late. And I'm thinking that we won't continue in the summer because I know that there is quite a spotting schedule. I have to be in Arjitra for 1 week, and I'm going to be out of town another time in the summer. Then there's a CMS Shas on a Wednesday. I'm not sure we're going to make it back by Thursday. Whatever. All right, so we'll see.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.